with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Differing views on the immigration raids taking place in Los Angeles today. Southgate Mayor Maria Davila telling KABC-TV her city is also experiencing ICE raids.
We are not criminals. We are hardworking people. We came to the United States to work, to better our families.
Davila is also an immigrant, while U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California, Bill Esalee, countered the message by California's Governor Gavin Newsom and thanked President Trump for sending in the National Guard.
The president had no choice but to call in the National Guard to protect our assets and our personnel. Our agents and our law enforcement were overwhelmed, and we are grateful for the help of the National Guard that we've received.
President Trump is winning support from swing voters in his response to the Los Angeles protests over his mass deportations. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has details.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has conducted raids across the country and have faced large protests in Los Angeles as the Trump administration pledged to carry out the largest mass deportation in U.S. history. Mr. Trump has deployed California's National Guard to assist in the quelling of violence, despite objections from Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom and other local officials who said bringing in National Guard would only escalate the strife. Impact Social data shows a plurality, 32%, of swing voters are responding positively to Trump's response, while 19% are responding negatively. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The audience at the Kennedy Center performance of Les Miserables greeted President Trump's arrival with a mixture of cheers and boos. Trump's appearance Wednesday marks the Republicans' first time attending a performance there as president. This is SRN News. LGBT art is on display outside a playground in New York City.
The photos are shocking. Large paintings of nude men on a fence, children playing in brightly colored monkey bars just beyond. It's an art exhibit called Rooted in Pride, and it features large LGBT paintings and photos in public places around Brooklyn, including many on the fence that surrounds the J.J. Byrne Playground. The exhibition, which will be in place until August, is sponsored by a nonprofit group called Arts Gowanus. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration wants to be dropped as a defendant in a lawsuit in which two New Hampshire boys are challenging their state's ban on males playing against females in school sports. Attorneys for the government say the teens are trying to drag the federal government into a lawsuit well underway, not because of an imminent injury, but because of a generalized grievance with policies set by the president. This is SRN News. Google has offered buyouts to another swath of its workforce.
It's the latest round of cost-cutting coming ahead of a court decision that could order a breakup of its internet empire. It's not clear how many employees are affected, but the offers were made to staff in Google's search, advertising, research, and engineering units, according to the Wall Street Journal. Google employs most of the nearly 186,000 workers in the worldwide payroll of its parent company, Alphabet Incorporated. John Scott reporting.
Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys has died at the age of 82, one of the world's most beloved and influential musicians. His family posted news of his death to his website Wednesday. Further details weren't available. The Beach Boys' many hits include Good Vibrations. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.